With me, I have Alan Bratton, the Letterkenny head coach, and I can assure you he's a very happy man. His nerves are probably still at a serious level. But Alan, a 13-10 result against Derry in the first time these clubs have ever played each other. And in the final moment, you couldn't wish for a better finish.
Yeah, as you say, Alec, I suppose if you're a neutral and you're down watching a local derby, what a way to finish it. And it was just neck and neck. There was very little in the team, so like full credit to City of Derry. I thought they played the elements really well in the first half too. And as you say, we just snuck it at the end.
Aye, the wind, of course, thankfully the rain stopped, but the wind blown across the field, you were up against the elements because McDonald kicked very well for Derry and gaining ground in that first half. And it meant then you had to be very careful not giving away penalties because you were immediately could be defending your own 22 at times, which of course did happen. They scored early on and you scored early on and then they come back. So really you could say that from about the 15th minute of the game, there was no other occasion where the line was really threatened.
No, as you say, it was just a game of rugby played in kind of one bit of the pitch for almost 60 minutes. It was so physical and attritional, and full credit to the sort of Letterkenny players and Pack that just fronted up, you know, the likes of Jack Spear there. He must have got for 20, 25 tackles and carries. We just worked really, really hard. Super proud of the boys' effort.
It was a great crowd. A great crowd open, as I say. The elements were forgotten about. But I think, you know, when you at the start of the second half, then you realised again it was that you boys had the advantage and that. But I mean, from a game point of view, you managed it well. You were unlucky a couple of times near the post because I was doing commentary at one stage where it looked as if you were nearly over, but the referee held up, which probably was the right decision. But from then on, they kicked off and you got yourself nearly in a bit of trouble.
Again, as you say, like we were just battering and battering at the door, and full credit to Derry, it didn't break, and then we just lacked a wee bit of composure for a sort of 10-minute spell, and Derry played well to get up the field, and this ref, a few penalties against us, which were fair enough, and then Alex slots the kick to make it 10-10, but with a win like that behind you, we kind of always had confidence that once we got back down there, you know, we would find a way, and as I say, we left it to the very last minute penalty. And I have to give a mention to Peter Scott because I think it was two games ago he had a bad day off the tee where he missed quite a few, and full credit to him, he went back and like that took some courage to stand up. And as soon as Richie took the tee on to him, he just said, "Nobody speak to me," and he was just in his zone, and he slotted an absolutely massive kick for him and a massive kick for this club. That was huge.
Very much so. I thought actually in the first half your scrum was very strong. Couldn't understand the referee allowing you to push them 4 yards and then not play advantage if something went wrong. And obviously, it was a bit irking to some of you, but I thought that once again, a bit like Limavady, the breakdown was superb. Your turnover ball and your ball retention was tremendous. I mean, a couple of times Derry got themselves into decent positions in the 22, but you came away with that penalty to kill the lines.
Yeah, we've got a few quality back rowers here, just natural jacklers, Mark Miller, Jack Spear, Ben Scott, Jack Kennedy, and as you say, kind of when we need that moment, those guys always come up trumps and get their head on over the ball, and like that takes some bravery, and those guys go to the well every week, so I'm just delighted for them. I know that we have a Christmas dinner upstairs now, so we'll go up, we'll enjoy ourselves this evening, and then we'll dust ourselves off. And look, we go to Judges Road next week too, which is going to be, we're 50% of the way there. It's going to be another huge game, so we look forward to that.
The last 20 minutes was nip and tuck, but for me, and I'm sure not a lot of people maybe would have noticed, but from my point of view, one person contributed to that final score, and that was your hooker.
Ross Harkin.
Ross, I mean, I've always thought Ross was a superb player. He charged the kick down. He knew he hadn't got the pace. He got down on the ball. He left himself in a position where you boys could drive over the top of him and maintain possession. And from that, two or three phases later, Peter had the chance to put the ball over.
Yeah, well, Harkey, you know what I mean? Richie and I played with him for years. He's just a tough front rower, and he's got bags of experience. And as you say, he realised that the box kick was coming, charged down, and for a hooker who's been tackling, carrying, scrummaging all day in the 80th minute, to charge that down, run 40 metres, dive on it, like, that just took some bravery. And I mean, that sort of epitomises our energy as a team. Ross is our vice captain, and he doesn't say much, he's a quiet fella, but he leads by example, and that was an absolutely massive moment, which allowed Pete the opportunity to go and win it for us.